This is Edward October, host of Octoberpod on YouTube. Hear that jingle jingle? It could be Kris Kringle, or a home invader looking for an open window, a jilted lover looking for revenge, or a disgruntled co-worker hoping to spike your eggnog with arsenic. The girls of our true crime podcast are always on Santa's nice list, but the crimes they discuss are very naughty indeed. Listener discretion is advised. Jen from our true crime podcast chooses Octoberpod for her spook show thrills.
I always stream Octoberpod. I find the story so very dark and chilling, and I love the found footage.
Like Jen, choose Octoberpod on YouTube. Octoberpod, retro horror for bold individualists. Cam of our true crime podcast chooses Octoberpod to raise her hair.
I always stream Octoberpod. I find the stories very hair-raising, and I simply adore dead media.
Like Cam, choose Octoberpod on YouTube. Octoberpod, retro horror for bold individualists.
Hi, it's Hadley. I just want to wish all the listeners of our True Crime Podcast a happy holiday.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Cam.
How are you?
Just as good as I was before.
45 minutes ago?
45 minutes to an hour ago.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So today we are going to hear story number 9 of our 12 Nightmares Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just bringing a little murder, mayhem, and scariness to our pod people as they prepare for the holiday vacation and lots of relatives coming. Don't get any ideas, please.
For what? Oh, to kill people?
The relatives.
Yeah.
Get it?
That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
As much as we love to do a podcast, we don't want to do a podcast about you.
Unless you want us to, in which case we get first dibs. Just
first
saying.
Dib.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to Octoberpod for his awesome listener discretion. His also, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have a really sweet, sweet surprise on our last day from Eduardo Octopado.
Also, boy, I didn't know you speak Spanish.
I do.
That's awesome.
I'm bisexual. Big thanks to everybody that helped us out and gave us holiday greetings. We still have today, three episodes to where we can feature one. So you can, or two after today. So if you want to, dart us out one. Otherwise, you can just give us a promo and we'll run your promo in our True Crime Podcast episode, which drops every Wednesday. We'll be back January 9th with a whole new episode.
Yep. The last one, the last Nightmare Before Christmas drops on the 23rd.
Correct.
And then we're taking a little break to spend time with our family and friends.
Yep.
Get some laundry done, maybe.
Nah.
Probably not.
Nope. That's what bathtub's for.
That's what going out and buying new clothes are for.
That's right.
I always curse Eve every time I put a load in. If it wasn't for her taking that damn apple, we'd be fine.
I always think about disposable clothes. I think there's something to that. Just like, you know. Mm-hmm. Easy stuff. T-shirts, underpants, you know, things that you just wear once and throw away. Biodegradable. Be easy, right?
I think it'd be nice. Mm-hmm. I'd go with that.
I always think about that whenever I travel anywhere because I was like, that'd be the way to go. And then you just toss it in the city.
Or
and then you
just don't wear underwear.
Yeah, but you got to wear T-shirts. Well, maybe.
You have to wear a tie. But see, if Eve wouldn't have eaten that apple, we wouldn't have to wear clothes. But then the world would be really ugly.
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
That would be the...
Because not
true
is,
nightmare before Christmas.
Just nightmare.
All right, buddy, what you got? Hit me up.
Here's the 9th Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh, let me have it.
From 1975 until 1983, the women of Gdansk, Poland were under attack by a serial killer.
Ooh, this is a one that takes us out of the States. I don't think we've had one yet, have we? During our 12 nightmares, I mean.
Oh, no, not from 12 nightmares,
ooh,
no.
So we're going to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The town and surrounding villages were scared. Women were being assaulted. Some were being murdered. Husbands would take and pick up their wives from work, and fathers would keep their daughters close.
Mm-hmm.
People were panicked because they had no idea when Scorpion would strike next. The police had named the killer the Scorpion because of the way he would kill. It was just like the creature. He would attack the women by surprise, strike very quickly and accurately, and then leave them behind while he disappeared.
Hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's kind of scary.
The police took a while to even notice that it was all one guy. After they figured it out, the police started a task force of 11 investigators called, are you ready?
The Scorpion Task Affiliation.
Close. Special Group Scorpion.
Well, I'm glad, yeah.
So what was so difficult for this group is that the Scorpion, he never left any clues. Ever. He was really good at covering his tracks.
Obviously, if you got away with that many.
They only knew that he would attack women with a hammer, causing what they called hammer amnesia, kind of like what you do to pigs at slaughter.
Oh.
Would hit him over the head.
Mm-hmm.
When a police arrived on the scene of the fourth victim, they found a hammer. The head of the hammer was wrapped in a cloth, which they thought was curious. And when they took the cloth off the hammerhead, they noticed that it had the initials of ZNTK. ZNTK.
Okay.
It was engraved in the hammerhead. Well, that was from a train repair company called Rolling Stock Repair Works.
Mm.
So they're like, okay, murderer.
Maybe
murderer
works there. Yep.
The police then questioned everyone at the Rolling Stock Repair Works company. Everybody had an alibi and everyone checked out. The Scorpion didn't kill all the women that he attacked. Some of the women attacked survived, and they were able to tell the police exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the Scorpion never raped women, per se, but...
He didn't rape them?
He didn't...
Penetrate?
Rape them.
There
was penetration.
Oh. Nope.
He would take down their pants, and he would play with their genitals, and then, like, he would digitally play with... Does that make sense without being too graphic?
No, I totally understand.
And then he would masturbate over them until he orgasmed. As they were
TMI,
unconscious.
TMI.
I'm telling the story.
Ew.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Oh.
Some of the women were also able to tell the police what the Scorpion looked like. They were able to do composite sketches, but each of the sketches looked a little bit different. There are certain features that looked alike, but they weren't. They were all kind of different. They had certain things in common, like a long, thin face. Does that make sense? You following? You tracking?
Yeah, because everybody else would have... I mean, they're all going to see something a little different. I get it.
And they were all hit in the head with a hammer, mm-hmm. So they were lucky that anybody survived. The Scorpion would also take trophies, as most of these type of predators do. Once he satisfied himself, he would go through their purses, take watches, rings, anything he could find. He even found a snack in one of the victim's purses.
No, he did not.
And he ate it over her body.
Are you kidding?
While she died.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's gotta eat. Gotta eat, Camille.
How can you even be hungry?
He just worked himself. After 8 years of terrorizing the town, the Special Group Scorpion caught a break. A woman stumbled into the police station, told them that she had been knocked over by a truck, hit by a truck, knocked into a ditch, taken to a remote area, and hit with a hammer.
Ew.
She was lucky to survive and tell him what happened, but she said that the truck was still there because it was stuck in the mud.
Oh.
The police went to the site, searched inside the truck, where they found their first clue.
A hammer. A fingerprint. A glove.
You'll never guess it. Pig feces.
What?
The truck had been stolen a day before from a farm, and whoever stole the truck also stole 4 piglets. There's pig shit. Just gonna say it. Pig shit in the stolen truck. Could you imagine being a police officer?
Why would you steal the pigs, too?
Could you imagine being a police officer and the only clue you found is pig shit?
No. I have all these thoughts right now, and I'm not gonna say them.
And it wasn't like in the back of a truck. It was like in the
seats
cab
are.
Of the
right,
truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And could you imagine getting caught? How'd they catch you? Pig shit.
We're not supposed to laugh at our own jokes.
With the clue that they found in this truck... The special group of investigators knew that whoever was doing this had a place to keep pigs.
Oh.
So they guessed maybe the killer is a farmer.
That's kind of, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
A few days later, back at Special Group Scorpion headquarters, a police report came in stating that a farmer,
O'McDonald,
is complaining that his neighbor stole a pig swill cooker or steamer from them.
What is that?
I don't really know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm assuming it's something to make pig swill? Food?
Food.
You know, swill is the...
like the mash or hash or whatever
it's
called.
And then every like leftovers you throw in because they eat everything.
Pigs eat anything.
Exactly.
I was just gonna say that.
I know.
Including people.
They do. One of the women assistants that helped the special group Scorpion saw this police report and said, hey, I bet you this is the killer. You might want to go check it out. Dun, dun, dun.
Really?
Save the day. Girl power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Police start investigating the neighbor. 37-year-old Pavel Tuklin.
Is that Polish?
I'm assuming so because he is in Poland. I don't think it's Irish. Come to find out, he had a criminal history.
Didn't see that coming.
And when they looked at his mugshot, they said, this kind of looks like the composite sketches of the killer. On May 31st, 1983, three police cars headed out to the Tuklin's farm. And when they showed up, Pavel just assumed that it was for the pig steamer. It's like, yeah, I took it. Let me go change clothes.
Well, at least he admitted it.
Yeah. So when he came back, the police put him in handcuffs and they took him to the station. No problems whatsoever.
But they knew that there was more to that, right? But he didn't. Okay.
Correct. As the one police car headed back with Pavel to the station, the other two searched the house. And they found, bum, 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 the trophies of all the victims. They found the hammer and it was stained with human blood. Well, he was still going.
Yeah, but you don't keep that stuff.
Well, you keep your trophies. They all keep their trophies. You just don't hide them in plain sight. He would give them to his wife.
Oh, okay.
When the investigators asked him about his trophies, Pavel immediately confessed and gave details to all the murders and the assaults that he committed. He did state that he didn't realize that he had killed 9 of the women.
I guess. He thought he killed more?
No, he thought the women that were dead, he thought when he left them, they were still alive because their bodies were still warm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pavel was then sent to be interviewed by forensic and psychological experts. For 3 months, they interviewed him and they just wanted to see if he was mentally competent. Let me give you a hint.
He's not.
Pavel Tuklin was born in 1946 to an abusive alcoholic father. His father didn't like him. His mother didn't like him either. And he was the 8th child of 11 siblings.
Holy moly.
Both parents severely mistreated him. He was a bedwetter. He wet his bed until he was like 15 or 16 years old.
It's not good.
And they told everybody, the entire village that he grew up in knew about it.
Did he wet his bed?
That he wet his bed.
And it was so bad. Doing it then. That's terrible.
It was so bad, girls wouldn't date him because he smelled of urine, basically. So since the girls wouldn't have anything to do with him, he started to become a peeping Tom, which led to him becoming a paraphiliac, which means he was sexually aroused by inanimate objects or non-consenting partners.
Huh.
Which means he liked them knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like a necrophilia, but not
But they
dead,
were alive.
But
exactly.
Yeah.
Ew. 1973 and 1975, he marries and has a child. And from 1976 through 1979, he was sentenced to prison for petty theft. So from 1976 through 79, he was sentenced to prison for petty theft. In 1980, Tuklin gets married to a woman named Regina and had 2 children. His neighbors, of course, described him as a calm, stable, resourceful man who cared for his wife and 2 children, but he was very introverted. Nothing wrong with being an introvert.
Nope. I'm an introverted extrovert. I am.
Pretty much the same, but I'm more extroverted than introverted. I'm an extroverted, introverted extrovert. So the forensic team took Tuklin out to some of the places where he had murdered these women. They took Tuklin.
Sorry, say it again.
They took Tuklin twice.
Did Tim take Tuklin? Terrible, that Tim.
Team Tech Force took Tuklin.
Okay, focus.
The forensic team took Tuklin out to some of the places where he had murdered the women, returned him to the scenes of the crimes. They gave him a mannequin to demonstrate his sexual perversions so they could gather more information for the trial. The police were kind of disgusted because he seemed to enjoy it. Remember, he likes inanimate objects.
When you say inanimate objects, so I can get the, like, he preferred his women knocked out. But does that also mean, like, he's attracted to, say, like, a lampshade?
I don't know. I didn't delve that far into it.
Just wondering. I'll look it up.
That would be for the Google. The police were disgusted because he seemed to enjoy showing them what he did to these women on the mannequin.
He finally got to talk about it.
Tuklin even asked the female officer that was with them if she would want to replace the mannequin because it would be easier to show the police.
Ew.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Pervy.
There's even one point where they gave him a hammer to demonstrate on the female police officer
Why would she do that?
And the video.
What's he have to lose? He could just do it right there.
And the video, the guy's like, you could tell that the female officer was very uncomfortable. Well, no shit.
Thanks, Einstein.
Seriously. Really? Hmm. There was also a journalist on the site with them taking pictures and interviewing Tuklin while he was explaining everything that he did. And the journalist asked Pavel what he would do if he were free at this moment. Pavel slowly turned around to him and smiled, and he said, I would hunt, which is exactly what he called finding these women, hunting for the women.
So many serial killers say that. Robert Hansen, I believe, liked the hunt as much as the actual murders.
Right.
Ted Bundy and searching for the perfect victim. I guess it was the almost like foreplay for them, the lead up to get excited. And
another thing that he told the police officers, because, you know, he wouldn't actually rape them. He would use his fingers.
That I don't get either.
He loved the smell of women.
Oh, please do not gross me out.
I'm sorry, but this is just part of his...
I'm going to throw up.
He loved the smell of women, and he admitted that there was one particular woman that he was very attracted to that he didn't wash his hands for weeks afterwards.
Are you... I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, just that one hand. He washed the other hand, but just the one hand. Yeah.
That is...
This man is...
Depraved.
And this was all during his mental evaluation, too.
On a side note, Napoleon...
Dynamite?
No.
Bonaparte?
Yes. He would ask Josephine not to bathe for at least 2 weeks before he saw
her. There's some men that like that. To each their own, but...
Go ahead. I got to think of something else. Airplanes. These guys. Rainbows.
Baseball.
Okay, I'm good. Keep going.
When the police asked Pavel why he had a cloth wrapped around the head of his hammer, and that's not a euphemism, it's a real hammer, stated matter-of-factly that when he kept the hammer in his pants, and the head of the hammer got really cold on his belly, so he wrapped a cloth around it so it'd be more comfortable. That was the only reason. This is fun. This is really fun. While he was at the mental hospital.
Like the stinky hand and the wasn't fun?
While he was at the mental hospital, Pavel tapped into his artistic ability. He even won competitions for his sculptures that he would make out of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you mm-hmm. can take white bread and mm-hmm. make sculptures?
I'm waiting for the bomb to drop.
The staff mostly remember the three bread sculptures he made that looked like vaginas. Complete with real hair.
Didn't they have a yeast infection?
If they didn't before, they do now.
Oh my goodness, I'm terrible.
Oh, sorry. He's messed up. The kid ain't
didn't
right.
Anybody say- Hey, Paul, I don't think you should be making bread vaginas with hair.
When he's like, I don't know what to make. I'm sure they said, hey, just make what you like.
Do what you know.
The first thing that comes into your mind.
Oh, shoot. And they're moist.
They're moist. Pavel would, of course, at the mental hospital, have to see a psychiatrist.
I wouldn't know why.
No. They gave him a female psychiatrist, which I don't understand, but he soon fell in love with her, and he began writing her letters.
Mm.
And he told her that she should not underestimate him because only he was a real man.
What?
And he knew what the word real man meant.
Are you kidding me right now?
Mm-mm. He also
mm-hmm.
gave her a present of one of his bread sculptures.
Oh, shoot. I'm crying laughing so hard. Oh.
He's a weirdo.
Oh, honey, I love this vagina bread.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to set it right over here.
Ew.
By the trash can.
What happens when the bread molds?
I want to know where he got the real hair. Did he, like...
I don't know. Oh my God.
Oh, shit. And it comes to no surprise that the doctor suffered a mental breakdown. She had to quit.
It's so not funny. Oh my God.
I know. Yeah, she suffered a nervous breakdown because of... Sorry, I've just had... Oh, one too many... I just had one vagina bread sculpture too much to just kill.
She did it.
And that's what led me to my breakdown. I can't do it anymore.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm terrible. Oh shoot. Jesus. And that guy said we were stoned in our review.
I know.
And we're not.
I know. We're not stoned. We're not even kind of stoned. We're not even drinking. I have water.
I have tea.
Oh, okay.
Focus. So I don't have makeup on because it'd be all over. Okay, go ahead.
Pavel Tuklin was sentenced to death for 9 murders and 11 attempted murders on August 6, 1985. The sentence was carried out on May 25th, 1987.
He died?
Yeah. That's what it meant. Well, the sentence was carried out.
Sorry.
Yeah. After his death, he was decapitated and his head was put in a formalin jar. A formalin. They preserved it.
Hmm.
It's missing now. His head's gone. The rest of his remains were buried in a cemetery in Gdansk. And according to Tuklin's lawyer, gravediggers peed in Tuklin's coffin before it was closed.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did he not have any family, I guess, that came?
Well, I'm sure his wife wasn't very happy with him, and his parents hated him.
Yeah.
And his siblings. Would you claim that thing?
No.
I mean, how many vagina bread sculptures could you get for Christmas? And that's the tail of the scorpion. I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. If we would have done this episode earlier, we should have sent that out with a Christmas card.
That's for our next sticker. We'll make a bag of Wonder Bread. Sorry that the ninth day of Christmas, the ninth nightmare before Christmas is
a nightmare.
Red vagina sculptures. So anyway, that is the story of Pavel Tuklin in Poland.
Enlightening.
Yeah.
Yep.
9 deaths. 11 people assaulted.
Oh, it's terrible. Not funny.
It's... The deaths are terrible. The vagina bread sculptures are funny. I can't.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
And the fact that he gave his psychiatrist a nervous breakdown? Who the hell thought, hey, this man attacks women. Let's get him a woman psychiatrist. That is perfect.
Well, Jen, that was a very... That was a case.
It was a case. I had never heard of Pavel the Scorpion before.
Me neither, but now I'm never going to be able to look at a piece of bread. Okay. So anyway, thank you for listening.
We'll be back tomorrow with day 10. I hope you enjoyed this one. It made us laugh.
I can't even top that.
Nothing but pig shit and bread vaginas for us. What the OTCP Santa's gonna bring this year. If you're naughty.
Coal is so last decade.
Nobody uses coal anymore.
Alright. Remember, lock your doors.
And keep passing by those open windows.
Bye-bye.
Love ya.
Oh, Jennifer. Dang it.
So, see, there we go. There we go.
So, I tried to do so. There's a couple in there, but I tried. And yeah. I tried to not say like.
So, blah, there's my so again. See, I do it just as much as you do. The 20th. You done?
Sorry. Sorry. Yes, go, but hold on. I'm just trying to make this go quicker. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, it's Hadley.
I just want to wish.
I just want to wish.
All the listeners.
All the listeners of our True Crime Podcast a happy holiday.
I'm sorry.
Because remember, that's why we're bad. Because we laugh at our own jokes.
I've already had 4 Diet Cokes and a big iced tea.
4 Diet Cokes and a big iced tea.
That's a great song. You know that song. I got 2 turntables and a microphone.
Ow.
I was singing because I watched a...
That hurt my ears. Okay, so we left off with pig shit. So, they found the pig shit.
You said so.
I got 4 piglets and pig poop. 2 turntables and a microphone.
I watched the death of Jam Master Jay last night. I didn't realize that they don't really know who killed them.
Really?
From Run DMC, you know? Mm-hmm. Telling you.
Why don't you go take him out and run him? Go get run.
It is nice out today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna barbecue. I mean grill.
Good.
Do you have a YouTube channel yet? Because we could promo our YouTube channel. For
I know. Soon.
Because I think you're totally an extrovert, but okay.
Yeah, but I need my downtime by myself, so that kind of makes me...
That's just downtime, though, I think.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm an extrovert.
You're an extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, I'm an extroverted, introverted extrovert. That's what I am. I'm okay. Sticking with it.
Thank you.